Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, September 8, 2024, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, we are studying a very important concept in the Word of God, eternal security. And throughout the Scriptures, this is taught again and again and again and again. And there are so many different ways that God teaches us that when you place your faith in Jesus Christ, you're going to live with Him forever, no matter what. No matter whether you make good decisions after salvation, once you place your faith in Christ, you might go positive, you might want to know the Word of God, you live the spiritual life, you assemble in a sound Bible teaching church so you can get Bible teaching, you make those decisions from good decisions to live the spiritual life. You want to know God, you want to love God, you want to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And there are believers that do that. But there are also believers that after they place their faith in Jesus Christ, they make bad decisions. They make bad decisions. They get out of fellowship with God. They get into living in Satan's cosmic system. And they become very self-centered. They operate by their sin nature rather than by the power of the Spirit of God. And they make a lot of bad decisions in their life. But they're going to be in heaven. Once you place your faith in Christ, it isn't the decisions you make after salvation. You're going to live with God forever in heaven. Now, you can't lose your salvation. We'll all be evaluated. We're all going to be evaluated by Jesus Christ following the rapture. The rapture is going to take place, and following the rapture, we meet. It's called the judgment seat of Christ. It's an evaluation. And at that evaluation, Jesus Christ will evaluate each one of us. We'll all be there. And it's going to be neat to see. God can do this. But there's going to be bazillions of believers there. But you're going to stand and you're going to think you're the only one there before Jesus Christ. And you will be evaluated. Now, if you made good decisions to live the spiritual life, to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, you attain spiritual maturity, you fulfill the ultimate objective and have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, well, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. And He will have crowns and rewards, greater grace blessings for all eternity. And those greater grace blessings, those crowns and rewards will glorify Jesus Christ for all eternity. And winner believers, that's what's going to happen for you. And I hope that's true for all of you. I hope that's true for all of you. But you have a free will. You see, as a pastor, you know, I'll be real honest. It, as a communicator of the Word of God, it does the pastor's heart good when there are people that want to make good decisions. They want to come. They want to get face-to-face Bible teaching. They come in here with a big smile on their face. We got these ladies down here. It's the New Mexico connection. The New Mexico connection. They came here. They've been here all week for a Bible conference. I love it. You all should be coming here for a Bible conference. They wanted face-to-face teaching. They came here for a Bible conference and face-to-face teaching. They come in with big smiles on their face, not like some of you. Some of you must be Notre Dame fans. They lost to Northern Illinois. That's never happened before the world was created, you know. Well, it's for a pastor who studies and teaches and studies and teaches and then sees people with that mental attitude, big smiles on their face. They come in here to hear the Word of God, learn the Word of God. They came to Upland Bible Church for a Bible conference. Well, you should all be assembling here for a Bible conference to learn the Word of God. So, well, that's the kind of thing that makes me want to get back in there and do some more study. Do some more study. So, we're studying the eternal security. We all have eternal security. We're going to all live with God forever. That's a done, slam dunk. And there's so many different ways to see that in the Word of God. And we have come to what we have called the logical approach to eternal security, which is in Romans 8, 31 and 32. And in Romans 8, 31 and 32, it says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? If God is for us, first class condition, God is for us. He who did not spare his own son, the Lord Jesus Christ, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Well, you see, this passage uses the system of logic called a fortiori with stronger reason. A fortiori says, in effect, that if God did the greatest thing for us, salvation, the greatest thing for us when we were his enemies, when we were spiritually dead, when we were totally depraved, he provided the operation grace. He sent his son to solve the world problem of sin so that anyone who believes in him can have eternal life and eternal security. If he did that for us when we were spiritually dead, totally depraved and his enemies, what will he do for us now that we're his sons? Now we're his sons. Much more. A fortiori. Much more than the most. So, and if God did the greater for us, the salvation, it follows a fortiori that God can keep us saved, eternal security after salvation. And an awareness of eternal security from the integrity of God is a part of capacity for blessing from the justice of God. Eternal security is not potential. It always exists. Always exists. Eternal security is complete and total at the moment of salvation, faith in Jesus Christ. Now I want you to turn over to Galatians 3:26. Galatians 3:26. Galatians 3:26. All right, it says, you are all, A-L-L, you are all sons of God. How? Through faith in Christ Jesus. Through simple faith in Jesus Christ, you're all sons of God. Now, I grew up in a family. I was the oldest son. And then my brother Don came along, and then brother Mike came along, and then the doctor told my mother Irma, all you're going to have is boys. That's all your program for boys. That's all you're ever going to have. Well, my mom got enceinte, and it was a girl. Oh, my dad. That doctor doesn't know what he's talking about. So my sister came along. And then mom and dad weren't going to have any more kids. And then she got enceinte again. And my dad said, how did that happen? And my mom said, well, if you don't know, I have nothing I can do for you. And my brother Dave came along. Well, so here it is, me, Don, Mike, Judy, and Dave. And we're all, we have a mom and we have a dad. We're all in the family. We're all children of Bill and Irma. And no matter how we turn out, we're still the children of Bill and Irma, no matter what. We might be good sons, good children. We might be bad sons, bad children. But we're always sons and children of our parents. Now, same thing with God. All right, you believe in Jesus Christ, you are a son of God. You might be a great son of God, a winner believer, you glorify God, you live the spiritual life. You might be a bad son of God. You are out of fellowship with God and carnality and reversionism and living in the cosmic system, but you're still a son of God. You're a son of God. Either you're going to have greater grace, blessings at the judgment seat of Christ, crowns and rewards, or you'll lose out on those things. But you'll still be there. You'll still be in heaven. Winner believers will be in heaven. Loser believers will be in heaven. Winner believers will have great crowns and rewards and greater grace blessings. Loser believers will lose out on those, but they won't lose their salvation. So that's the family of God and eternal security. So the principle one, once we are born into a human family, we cannot be unborn and removed from that family. Once we are born into a human family, we cannot be unborn and removed from that family. Two, once in the family of God, no believer can be removed from the family of God. We're always in the family of God. We're always a son of God. How do we become a son of God? Because we believed in Jesus Christ. And we will always be a son of God. So the moment you believe in Jesus Christ, you are born into the family of God. And more than that, church-age believers are born into the royal family of God. Every member of the human race has a father and a mother. Once in that family, he is always in that family. So once in the family of God, you are always in the family of God. Three, no matter how you turn out in your life, you will always belong to the same family. No matter how you turn out in your in your life, you will always belong to the same family. Four, some children of God turn out fantastic, and some do not. But they are all part of God's family. Some children of God turn out well, wonderful, great, and some don't. But they are all part of God's family. Five, all believers in Christ are born again into the same royal family of God. And that is eternal security. All believers in Christ are born again into the same royal family of God. And that is eternal security. Since all believers are members of the same family of God, and since we cannot lose our family identity, we also have an heirship. Turn over to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1, let's start at verse 3. Praise be to thee, God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, mercy is grace in action. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance that can never perish, an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the deliverance that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Now turn back to Romans chapter 8 again. So you can see Sunday morning that there's a lot of great things here in Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 16. The Spirit, God the Holy Spirit himself, testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Turn over to Galatians 4. Galatians 4. Galatians 4, verse 4. But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. Now turn over to Titus. Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3, verse 7. So that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the confidence of eternal life. That we might become heirs, having the confidence of eternal life. All right. Now that brings us to looking at eternal security from the body metaphor. Jesus Christ is the head of the body, and we are the body. So the body metaphor and eternal security. First of all, in the royal family of God, Jesus Christ is the head, and every believer is a member or a part of His body. In the royal family of God, Jesus Christ is the head, and every believer is a member or a part of His body. Ephesians 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. And God the Father, placed all things under His feet, Jesus Christ's feet, and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. And then Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, verse 15. But speaking the truth, the absolute truth of the Word of God, in love, virtue love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him, Christ, who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, that's us, royal family, the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies. Now the joint here is the pastor teacher. And he supplies it by teaching you the Word of God. According to the proper working of each individual part, which causes the growth, spiritual growth of the body for the building up, the edification of the body in virtue love. That's Ephesians 4, 15 and 16. And then turn over to Colossians 1. Colossians 1. Colossians 1, verse 16. For by means of Him, by means of Jesus Christ, all things were created. Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. For by means of Him, Jesus Christ, all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things hold together. They endure. Verse 18, He is also the head of the body, the church. Point two. Turn over to 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12. First Corinthians 12, verse 20. As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. So in 1 Corinthians 12, 20 and 21, we have some analogies from this metaphor. The eye is the more prominent part of the body, but the hand is just as needed as the eye. And the foot, well, that's the lowest of all parts of the body, and yet Jesus Christ needs every part of his body. He needs every part of his body. The head is the Lord Jesus Christ, and to the most insignificant of believers, Jesus Christ cannot and will not say, I don't need you. That is eternal security. 3, your status as a member or part of the body of Christ is eternal. Your status as a member or a part of the body of Christ is eternal. And that is eternal security. Because it's salvation, faith in Jesus Christ, the justice of God gave you the gift of eternal life and gave you perfect righteousness. And therefore, with eternal life and divine righteousness in you and the justice of God at the other end of the grace pipeline, there is no possible way you can ever get out of this eternal relationship with God. And the opinion of other believers, well, that can't cancel your salvation either. Nor can anything else, whether in heaven or on earth. In other words, your status as a member or a part of the body of Christ is eternal. You've been placed on the team. We're all on the same team. We're on the team of the body of Christ. And that's where we studied the concept of teamwork on Wednesday night class. Now that brings us to, well, we're just getting warmed up here. But this concept is so, God is so adamant about this, eternal security. It's taught again and again and again and again in many, many different ways. But as you learn all these, well, you learn to love the God. You learn to love God the Father who designed the plan of salvation. You learn to love Jesus Christ. And you learn to love the Word of God. And all because as you grow up and learn these things, God becomes real to you. The Word of God becomes real to you. And you have maximum confidence in God, maximum confidence in the Word of God, and you will grow up and glorify God in your life. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Shore Dental Teachers.